Mamish Oiris Chanukah. So we're going to talk a little bit about Chanukah. Yeah. Desla has a number of places, but he has a number of letters. So I wanted to just touch on one letter and a thought of his, which is always good to hear. Agreed? What do you say? Okay, pass it down. How long for your wife?
One more.
Is that more? I have more.
It's blend inside.
Beautiful. Okay. Fine. It's that kind of week.
Splendid.
Yeah, we're amen. from your mouth to God's ears. Okay, let's go. Chanukah, of all the Yom Tovim that we have, the one that relates to us specifically is Chanukah. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara says that Esther Sof Kol HaNisim. Esther is the end of all the Nisim. So Gemara asks, what about Chanukah? So Gemara says that we meant to be written. It's not written. Torah Shebaal Peh. So Chanukah has a lot to do with Torah Shebaal Peh. That's not why as much as to what it does to us. Why does it relate to us so much? And that's what I want to see a little bit here and a little bit on another page so that we can understand the joy, what it means to push it in today's day and age. You got to be jumping out of your skin from Chanukah. And Mamasha, when it comes to Chanukah, it's hard for me to stay calm. Chanukah, what do we mean? We know that when it says, Bayomim Haheim Bazman Azeh, what does that mean? What do the words mean on those days and this time? It's very nice. What does that mean? So in the Jewish concept of time is very different than the Goyish concept. In a Goyish concept of time, time runs on a straight line. That's how it goes. A person born, does whatever they do, and passes away. That's it, the line. In Torah concept, we deal in circles. As David HaMelech calls it, B'maglei Tzedek L'man Shemay. Maglei Tzedek. What's the pshat for Maglei Tzedek? We go around in a circle. There's a big circle called the world. There's a smaller circle called Klal Yisrael. There's a smaller circle called your life and my life. And then there's even a smaller circle that's called a year. Now we have been too indoctrinated from the Goyim. So we think a year means that we go through the year. But you have to understand that the Gemara in Megillah tells us that the word Meshana means to review. It's not year. That's not the real word, Lashana. Shana means Lishnosa, to review it. That means we're going to go through the moment again. We are not commemorating a thing. When it comes Mitzvah Shabbos, we are reliving what happened years ago. We're going to relive it. We're going to be able to get the oiros, the lights of that great nes that happened. We're going to be able to get it on that night, on Mitzvah Shabbos. We're going to be able to get it so that we'll be able to experience oiros. Now, we have to be able to be sensitive enough to feel it. But the awe that happened on that moment is going to come again at Mitzvah Shabbos. And therefore, what we say, by Yom HaMayim, what happened in those days are going to reoccur to us. Bizman HaZeh, at this exact moment, it's going to happen again. It's not something we're commemorating. We don't commemorate. We don't believe in commemorations. We don't have anything to do with commemorations. We relive. That's what we do. So when we come to Chanukah, we are reliving what we had at that time. And we are going to re-experience. But what was Chanukah? It was a tremendous awe. And what's the or? It's a paldika thing. It's a halacha that when you look in Shulchan Aruch, you never heard such a halacha in your life. The halacha says that if I am not going to light, for whatever reason, I'm not able to, I'm away, I'm in a faraway place, and my wife doesn't have me in mind, and no one has me in mind, and I walk by your house, and I see the neiros lit in your window, I make on the first night two brachas. Sha'os anisim lavisenu, shechiyonu vikimonu vigiyonu. Why? I didn't do anything. Why should I be able to make a bracha? And if I don't eat matzah, and I see you eat matzah, I can make a bracha? Of course not. So then what's going on? Why over here, Bechanukah, I can make it? Because the neiros are not neiros. We call them a neiros halolu. On a what? They are kodeshim. Those lights are kodesh. What's the kedusha? Kiner mitzvah v'torah or. What are these lights? These are lights of mitzvahs and Torah. And why do we light it just when darkness is coming in? Because the only thing to push out the darkness of exile is only Ner Chanukah. Nothing else is going to do the job. Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah. And this is the lesson that we need to learn. We've learned it all the generations, and we have to get it. And I walk by your door and I see the lights lit. I am not just seeing there. I'm seeing there Torah. Kodeshim, ein lanu reshus lishtamesh mehem. I can't use them for personal use. They're Kodesh. But they're just Neiros. What's Kodesh? No, this is Ner Torah. The Rabbeinu Shalom comes and gives us the Kedusha in these little Neiros that we light. Ner Torah. So then the R is coming to push out the darkness from the outside, push out the darkness in our houses, push out the foreign ideas. That's what the whole thing of Chanukah is all about. And in our generation, when it was not just in our generation, but in our Golus, this is the key message. Chanukah comes to teach us there's only one way to push out the darkness. Ner Chanukah. That's it. No other thing. Yeah, so a guy, I guess somebody was talking to me about let's go play in a basketball game. The kid doesn't know when he should light near Chanukah because he has to play in a basketball game. Say, it's Gewaldig. So, in other words, you want to know when you're going to light near Chanukah as you go to Yavam. Does that make any sense? It's like a guy on Sunday in Zogun said, tell me, I'm going to light at halftime. Mom is Yavam, that's Yavam. So how do we celebrate it? We go and we set play Yavam. It's beyond, it's mamish mind-boggling. But we don't realize that we're so indoctrinated from the outside world that we don't stop to think. And what Chanukah is to get us to stop and think, where are we going? What are you doing with your life? Ner Chanukah. Ner is halolu kodeshim. Ein lanu reshus lishtamesh b'hem. Elo l'roisim b'vad. We can't touch them. We can't use them. We can't do anything with it. So now let's start, just begin, so we can incorporate some of the ideas that Rav Dessler speaks about. And we're going to touch another point of his, but it's very, very key. Mamish Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah. Somebody asked me if I could come to somebody someplace. I said, you want me to come? I'll be happy to come, but only after Ner Chanukah. Can't be a Ner Chanukah. Somebody asked me, well, when do you light? I light? First possibility I get. So what do you mean? I said, there are three opinions. One is to light at Shkia. One is to light 20 minutes before Tzeis. And one is to light at Tzeis. I said, I try to put enough oil that I can light at Shkia and that it should go for a half hour till after Tzeis so I could be yotze all the shittas in one shot. But I should go away and Ner Chanukah, Ner Chanukah. It says, Mom is pushing out the foreign concepts in my house and had to push out all the garbage. This is the chance to do it. The guy says to me, yeah, but what about the presents? I said, you can put it under your Chanukah bush if you want. That's fine. It has nothing to do with Chanukah. Good. So Rav Dessler is writing to his Talmidim. So he writes, Talmidi ha'ahuvim, mifnei rov tirdosi, because of all my brothers, lo ishavti lochem ze'i zeshuas. I haven't answered you in a number of weeks. V'ato inini v'bayis, I'm in the house. And he goes through to explain what he wants to explain. Let's go now to the second paragraph. Peirish achelik ha'shlishi shalo inyan d'neis chanakahu. What's the concept? Heina yivonim shaholchu acha ha'philosophia. The yivonim went after the philosophia. Lo'anu, lo'agu, me'avadesenu sashem b'beis ha'migdosh. They made fun of us working in the Beis HaMikdash. V'alpi ha'Torah, they made fun of it in Torah. Heime minu ach b'seichel ha'odom. Now we're getting to the foundation. They only believed in the intellect of man. V'lo yodu ki ha'seichel tomid note acha ha'midos. Intellect is affected by midos. For example, let's say a guy is a Baal Taiva. He has desires, whether it's food, whether it's other desires he has. It affects his thought process. And therefore, when it comes to make a decision on right and wrong, on morality, on anything, it's hard to make a decision. We'll skip the brackets, the parentheses. Umishum shenegias amidis mishachtinis adam, since midis can give shochad. Shochad, as we know, is bribery to man. The eino roa ha'emes b'sichlo, he can't see the real truth. Al kein acheris me'ayivonim lo'ois acheris gashmias levad. Freedom of the Greeks was not just that we were freed from them physically. Zelo igishu arbe. Ki elish yisvyavnu lo savlu klal. The ones that became Greeks, they didn't suffer. Elo be'ike oisecheiris ruchnius. The main freedom is a freedom of spirituality. Me'ashpoes ha'yivonim, from the influence of the Greeks. U'mikzero seyem levatelis hadas. And what they wanted to do with their decrees is to stop the intellect of God. Because they couldn't intellectually comprehend it. And since they couldn't, they therefore said we were wrong. So what's the main thing of this geula, of this chag? When they came and re-inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, that's the main part. And that's why we call it Chanukah. Now it's very interesting that the word Chanukah comes from the word chinuch. And chinuch means to inaugurate. So here we're talking about the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. But there's also a chinuch of our children. It's the inauguration to reassess and think through the values that we're teaching our children. V'nei b'bayis harishon hayah arba nisim. In the first temple, there were many nisim. Kemo l'mashal she'omad ha'oron chutz min amida. It's an unbelievable Gemara. Gemara says that if you count from the wall to the oron, from both sides, you will see it's 10 on each side. One second, the whole width was only 20. So he said, yeah, the oron didn't count. And there's many, many understandings that need to be understood in there. But eino min amida. In poshut it means because Torah can't take up physical place. Torah is beyond it. It doesn't fall into the domain. Hainu shaloi not al shum mokom imokom midas beis hakodesh kadoshu. Sha'orin omad b'yamtza. Aaron stood in the middle. V'yafo pikein, if you measured ad orin min hakoysel or min orin l'koysel, you don't see any of that. It took up any place. V'choein eish min hashemayim, can you imagine this, what happened? When every time you brought a korban, and Hashem accepted your korban, there was a fire that came down straight from heaven, right on your korban. And you knew, you saw it right away, clear as day. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted it. second base of Mikdash? No. V'cheino od harbi nisim. V'homa chazal. And what did the chazal tell us? Hera lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisim b'beis HaMikdash. Hashem showed him many miracles. Av shelo yitzarech b'dava. Even though they didn't need it. Rakedei laharis lohem es chavivoso shemechavev osam. He did it because he wanted us to see the love that he has for us. Did we need to have all these type of miracles? No. But he wanted us to see how much he loves us. Very interesting. Bayis Sheni is a very interesting Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yankiv used to say, Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky used to say, that in Bayis Sheni, really, we weren't ready for the Beis HaMikdash. And we really didn't deserve the Beis HaMikdash. But there was such a desire on behalf of the Jewish people that the Rebbein Shom couldn't hold it off from them. And that's why all the miracles that came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the, Maral says, that came to the Beis HaMikdash wasn't there in Bayis Sheni because they weren't worthy. But there were special things in Bayis Sheni because of the desire of Jews to have a place like that. Rakach Hashemosu Nafshem. After they were Moser Nefesh, Lagarish is a Yavonim, to chase out the Yavonim, Laman Yitzil is Tahara Kedusha, Baruchni is Beis Yisrael, because they want to hold on to the purity. Shumer Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem showed them the Nes with the Shemen. And we all know that Shemen represents Torah. And then we know Shemen is the purest light there is. And that's why only the first light, first the Shemen, could be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Because Torah has to be pure. Not diluted. Not put other things in there. Pure Torah. Nothing else. Hainu she'Hashem yizborach herolem oda pam. After Meyos Shana. As Chaviviso al Hashem Mosu Nafshem Laman HaKadosh V'Atar V'Beis HaMikdash. Since they were Mosen Nefesh for the sake of it, Hashem showed him he loved them and gave him the Nes. Now, we touched on that we need to really understand what he's touching on this next paragraph. He doesn't say it all out. But we don't have time tonight. Maybe next week, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, we can talk about Zeidim Biyad Oske Sarasecha. Very, very difficult to translate. Very hard. You know, as it is, the Allah Nisim is very interesting, but very difficult. We say, Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. That I understand. Because the few should have lost, and they beat the masses. Giborim Biyad Chaloshim. That I understand. Temeim Biyad Tahurim. What the Temeim are supposed to win, and the Torah are supposed to lose. Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim. What does that mean? It's very difficult. And then you come and tell me the last one, Zaydim, which we don't know what Zaydim are altogether. So we need to understand what that's all about. But how many people were fighting? So this is a Rashi. If you have a Devarim, or a Chumash, just plain Chumash. Chumash Rashi. An unbelievable Rashi. And I'm only going to read it to you, because otherwise you would never believe me. Understand what I mean? Never. Thank you very much. Sorry for the bother. So the Rashi tells us in Parshas Vezos HaBrocha. Parshi tells us, Ulelevi Omar, to Umecha Ve'urecha Le'ish Chasidecha. And then Rav Moshe tells him, Borech Hashem Chelo. Hashem should bless your army. His army. Levi's army. So he has his first pshat, and then he says the following. Davar Acher. Yeah? They saw that Chashmonai and his children, that they saw in prophecy, Moshe, that they're going to fight with the Greeks. Vispalal aleihem, he davened for them. Lefishayu mu'otim, they were very few. Yud beis b'nei Chashmonai ve'elozor. How many people? 13 people. Keneged kamo revovos, against tens of thousands of people. Could you imagine? I tell you, you know that the American army is coming to attack. So I tell you, no problem. We'll pull 13 guys out of the Koilul in Lakewood, and they'll fight the American army. It's, you're out of your mind. How could 13 guys in the Koilul fight the American army? So, but this is what happened here. 13 people, Rashi says, 13 people came. Yud Beis, Yud Beis, B'nei Chashmonai, Ve'alozer, Keneged the Greek army. Kamol Vavobos. Thousands and thousands of guys. And they won. Kach Nema, Baruch Hashem Chelo, Pol Yod of Yirtza. That's what it means in the Alah Nisim. Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. What do you mean Ma'atim? They meant literally Ma'atim. So therefore, that's the Nes. But it's so interesting to note that in Alah Nisim, we don't say one word about the oil. There's no mention of the Nes of the oil. And in most Suah, there's no mention of the Nes of the war. Only the oil. Very interesting to note that. And it needs a good explanation why, what's going on here. One says this and one says that, and then why here, why there. It needs good. But what we have to understand is that when we see 8 days of Hanukkah, we should never think that anything happened at random. Forget about it. There's no such word. The word random is not part of our vocabulary. Why is it that it's 8 days of Hanukkah? The reason is 8 days of Hanukkah is the following. There were 7 days of creation because in the physical world, the Maharal tells us, there are obviously 6 directions. North, east, west, south, up, down. Those are the 6 directions. Anything else are just combinations, but those are the 6. But those are 6 directions from a given point. So that means there has to be 7 points in this world. There's the dead center point, and then the 6 points that are around it. So when the center point is Shabbos Kodesh, so then all those that come from it are going to have Kedusha to it. Right? And if there's no Kedusha center points, then all the others have nothing on it. But that's all in the physical world. If I want to show you something that's above the mundane and limitations of the physical world, what number will I use? 8. And that's why Chanukah is 8. Because the Ner of Torah is beyond all physical limitations in the physical world. And we are the living proof. Because when they came out of the war, they said there's never going to be again. And today, Blei Ahara, we have thousands and thousands of people learning Torah in yeshivas, Adi yeshivas, all over the place. Is a pshat is that Torah has no limitations. It's not within the regular, you can't box it. It doesn't fit. And that's 8. That's beyond all the teva, all nature. It's all. And that's why Bris Mila is on the 8th day. And that's why Simchas Torah Shemini Atzeres is on the 8th day, because there are things in this world that are beyond the limitations of this physical world. And Chanukah is one of those things. Chanukah is Kulei Kodesh. So much so that if you go out and you buy oil, and you say, this bottle is for the lights of Chanukah, you should know that the whole bottle is Kodesh. and you could use it for nothing else but Ner Chanukah. So if you have a half a bottle left over, you have to put it on the side, mark it Ner Chanukah, because it has Kedusha, because you said this bottle is for Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah! That's Kedush. That's Kedush.
What about the opposite? If you have already oil, you say, oh, I'll use this for Chanukah.
That's fine. So now you made Kedusha. That's fine. That's why when you go out, you have to be very careful that you don't say, what? This is for Ner Chanukah. I always tell my wife, don't say it. Don't say it. Buy it, and when we use it, we'll say, as we use it, this is for Ner Chanukah. Right? Okay. I mean, you know, holy people like to have holy things laying around their house too. You know. Okay, so I don't know if that's included here. Good. So therefore he says, V'inyin shekosu atam l'ches yimei Chanukah, the reason we spoke about Chanukah, and why by the Mishkan and by the Beis HaMikdash it was only 7 days of inauguration. Da Chavivi. Look, my dear one. Ki kol inyone oilom hazeh is only in seven. And that which, as we know from the 7 days of creation, Shabbos Bereishis is to help to 6 days. But things that are above it, that's really a different story. Then that's eight. And therefore, that's why, if you look, it says four lines before the end, that's the eight strings. What strings? So that's the Gemara. Gemara says that today, the strings of David HaMelech's harp has only seven strings. But the strings lost at Lavai, they're going to have eight strings. Why? Lamaila from all things only Kiddusha. Yeah. Now, in those limitations called that physical thing called time, let's go to the next page. In the middle, he has another piece, and it's based on a a maral. Hayivonim. Isnagdu Yisrael, right in the middle of the page. Hayivonim dealt with the Yisrael bi'ika b'ter agadusha, as we say, lashkichum teresecha. Beis HaMikdash, b'avnei mizbeach, she'itzu of Yivonim came in, the first thing they did was chip the mizbeach. Now, I can't go through too much now because of our limitations, but what the Gemara tells us that when if the mizbeach is posel, you can't use the menorah. There goes the bubble. Like we always thought, Chanukah, they came and they lit the menorah. How could they light the menorah? The mizbeach was chipped. Oops. I'm sorry to do that to you, but besides, I'll tell you that there were seven cups. Each cup held half a lug. How much oil did they find? One lug. So even if they would have, they didn't find enough oil to light the menorah. There wasn't enough oil there. Not nice. People go around with this idea what the story's about, and this guy comes in, he's ruining the whole story. It's not nice. I want to ask him, what's the main mitzvah? The main mitzvah of Chanukah in the lighting. What's the bottom line mitzvah? How many?
One.
It's a very interesting thing. Rav Shach has a whole thing. Why? But it's very interesting. It's not found in Shulchan Aruch. One is not found in Shulchan Aruch. But I want to ask him, if they came and they lit seven, right? So why would they set up light one? Where'd you get one from? If you ate matzah and I want to tell you, let's make a yontif like what happened to you, what do? You say, let's eat matzah. So if they lit seven, what would I tell you to light? Seven. So where'd you come with Nari Shubeso? Where'd you even come up with the idea? Wild thought. Okay, maybe next time. Mamish needs it. You have to be Mazbi.
Did they...
I just want to. I'll answer the question. Let's just Let's see if we can get this in. Have a midu tselem be'ichol. They put up a tselem in the timu kol hashmanim. They went and they made all the oils tamei. Pirtzu yugimu pritzis, and they broke a breakage in that division between Jew and non-Jew. 13 breakages. The philosophy of theirs is against everything. It's always interesting when I find, you know, they're studying Greek philosophy in yeshivas. It's interesting. I thought we beat them.
Which yeshiva did they do? I
have no idea. Yeah. Anageya b'taivas nega kol ha'tera nivdeles, right? V'alkein ha'yivonim nikru orla. The Zoya calls it orla. Pirish sheseichel ha'odom abonui al ha'ritzoynes, that which is built on wills, wants, that's orla. Ka yidei ha'seichel mechape al ha'midis v'ataivis, with your intellect you could cover over all your bad things. Ma she'en kein seichel ha'Torah, Torah won't allow the bad things to be covered over. It's megalo ha'emes. To remove the fake intellect and get to the bottom, who are you? So the bottom, the main thing is the freedom from the tumah. And that's why we can go back to the Beis HaMikdash. Al ki bechinuch zeh shel beis hamikdash hera la Hashem Yisim Yisbarach hayidei anes, he showed through the nes she nisratz Elohim, they want, he wants them. Nimtza shekol in yonei chana ke eilecharem, it's all one idea and it's all in the nes and it's in the pach shemen, and that's why we use shemen, because number one, that's what they used in the beis hamikdash. They didn't use wax candles, I promise you. And therefore, that's why wax candles, according to many Rishonim, is impossible for Ner Chanukah. We hold that it's okay, but it's not the right mitzvah. Mitzvah should be oil and not wax. But when you light it, it's supposed to be pure. Torah is pure. When you start touching into Torah, then it's already, you're touching Yevonim, then it's not the pure Torah. Neiris halolu, koydeshem, eilon rishus lishlameshme.
Didn't they distribute 1/7 of the lug for all seven? According to one shita.
Okay. Do you know how many kashis you want me to ask?
Yeah, I know. I remember last year you asked about 20 kashis.
Okay, but one kashi that you have is that you're not allowed to do it. It's shloi kilchus. You have to fill the cup. You're not allowed to put in half.
So how did they do that? I mean, it's one of the...
But they couldn't light
it
all, you said, because the Mizbeach was cut.
They couldn't light what?
I don't know.
What couldn't they light?
The menorah.
I never told you they lit a menorah.
Oh.
Where did I ever tell you they light a menorah? You've shown me one place it says that they lit the menorah.
But what did they light?
Oh, now you're asking. What does it say anywhere they lit the menorah? Do you say it anywhere in Alan Nisim? Yachid came over Nechol, Dviv Yisecho, Finis Elecho, Vatir Yisecho, Vatir Yisecho, Vidliku Neiros, Bechatzor Yisketchecho. Since when do you light Neiros in the Chotzer?
Yeah, why does it say Chotzer?
Oh, maybe it's not the menorah. They lit lights. Who says it's the... So I'm going to tell you a teretz. That's the Ragachov says. You know the Ragachava says it's genius, a stroke of genius, but I saw it in a number of other svarim already. And then at the end, somebody showed them apparently the Ragachava. The Ragachava says it doesn't say anywhere, you can look all over, it doesn't say they lit the menorah. It says, in fact, in a psikta that they took 7 spits, wooden spits, and they lit one night. Why? Because there are 2 mitzvahs on the menorah. There's the mitzvah of the menorah. But if you can't light the menorah, you can't light the menorah. What could you do? But there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah called Ner Tamid. Mm. Or as we call it, Ner Ma'arovi. And that mitzvah is a mitzvah no matter what. It's got to be tumid. You always light it. So if you have a menorah, so it's one of the lights on the menorah. It's a question which one. If you don't have a menorah, you still have to light it. And how long should this Ner Maravi last? It lasts from night till the next night. So where each cup on the menorah had a half a lug. Why did it have half a lug? Because it lit till the morning. But if you would light it till the night, how much would you need?
A lug.
That's the pach that they found. They found this pach, which was a lug. And they now saw that they could light the Ner Maravi. So they took a wooden spit and they used it, they filled it. And then they couldn't keep it more than 24 hours because once it's used for 24 hours, he brings a proof from I don't know how many places. Ragachev just writes, iron here, look, and you're supposed to know it all, of course. His mind's you know. So he said, because if you use it for 24 hours, it becomes tummy. So within 24 hours, they used the next spit. And they used it, kept changing. But they only took 7 spits. This I saw in another sefer. Why? Because they thought by the 8th day they could have the Mizbeach fixed. And we always make the inauguration of a Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash with the Mizbeach. But they couldn't do it. So they brought another spit. On the 8th day they used another one. And that's why, in Zev Yitrif, in Melechem Chuki, Zev Obman writes, that's why it says the last line of what? Of the most sur is, Oz Egmor. Then I'm going to finish. Bashir Mizmor, with a tremendous song. What am I going to finish then? How am I going to do it? B'chanukas HaMizbeach. Because then it's going to be the Chanukas HaMizbeach. You understand, right? Well, I'm sorry to bust a few bubbles.
So what was the name that one look lasted?
That they found it and that it lasted and that... Wait, I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I could hear the music.
Are you coming tonight for the shiur?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's...
Ben Shem, she gave me the kayak.
Bring more splendid.
Rashi didn't say that only 13 people
fall,
wouldn't believe it.
Did I tell you? I remember that somebody read me this Rashi, I don't know how many years ago, and I told him, I can't believe it. So I looked it up. Right? Interesting. One thing I know, that the more I know about Hanukkah, the less I know.
Yeah, well, I think
part of it is because the Bnei Shem wants it to be hidden. Probably of all the Yomim Tovim, there hasn't been as much Torah written as by Hanukkah, which is part of what Hanukkah is. Torah Shabbat Peh. I just bought a brand new sefer on Hanukkah, Machshava, Gvaldi. Yeah, it's famous. Okay. Any questions?
Question? My wife wants to go home.
That's not a question, it's a fact.
I just think, I was thinking about this, because Hanukkah, at least in America in this day and age, is pretty easy. Challenges,
yeah, but really, it's the message.
Except for our ignorance.
It's the message. It's a very key message.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah,
it can get lost.
It's more challenges because it's more subtle.
Yeah. Right, it's a very difficult thing.
We don't fight, to get a little bit of oil.
So we're not fighting really the outside influences. We don't fight enough.
We don't fight that.
We let it come in, and that's Mamish Chanukah is to strengthen us, to give us more strength to fight the outside influences. Mm-hmm. It comes in very subtle. We all allow the computers in, and it comes in, and then all of a sudden we see the wrong things on it. And that's not what I meant. Mm-hmm. That's not what you meant. It's part of the influence. It's all, we're all influenced by it. It's people are playing. Yeah, you walk on the street, you see billboards, you see things, you walk in Tibet. It's a Shrek.
Shrek.
Shrek. You have to be well educated. All the Dvarim that we said. Should be able to let the or it's put down. Was to sit and just look at the neighbor's Hanukkah, because the Kedusha permeates into us.
Of course, everything is or.
Yeah. Everybody says about Hanukkah. I should show you what he says. Don't believe you. Come on, just jump out of your skin. On the spot, he turned around, grabbed four more bags, shoved it in, says a present. It's crazy, right? So anyhow, I went into a shoals all over my shoulder, and I went in there, and I told the guy I bought something from Shiva, something from the bunch. So he said, "You want a bag?" I said, "I'll tell you the truth, is I don't want a bag. But you're not allowed to walk out of here without a bag." I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "It's a Gemara. Gemara says that it was a certain time that never walk out of the butcher." Unless it was clear that he bought it and that he paid his bill, so nobody should ever be hushed in for stealing. So I want a bag. He said, "Come on, it doesn't happen." So look, 2 days later, two guys went to the where it was when the recruiters were still there, went in there, paid, walked out. Security guy came after me and said, "Oh, did you just take that?" So they showed him the bill. So I went back to the guy and showed him, and now you see the living proof. That's exactly what the model means. So this whole machine guy, so you can't even, I told my wife, even if you wanted to walk out, it's also to walk out. She said, "But it's funnier to see you walk into a store with an orange bag that I have than for me to go beg for a bag."
You don't want to go?
I do. Wait, you don't want me to?
No, 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 fine.
Let me have a piece of cake. I have to eat something with my pill.
Oh, you left this on.